who taped CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, April the 18th, 1981, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Joe Williams is the teacher of the morning. Should this tape for any reason be defective, please explain and return for replacement.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We are surrounded by a beautiful heavenly host this morning. There are thousands of them. You might reach out and see if you can touch one as they pass you by. Over to my right here, there's a large angel standing there with armor on. He's a war angel. And he is the captain of a great host that has come down to surround us, to protect us throughout the remainder of the camp meeting. Yesterday when we arrived, we tuned in on heaven and found out there was over 2 million opposing spirits that are circling around and descending upon us here to oppress and to hinder anything that God wanted to do. But then with a little telegram to heaven, we were informed that we could get all the help we needed. All we had to do is ask for it. And so they're here. Chased away all of this opposing forces. And if your spiritual eyes could be open today, you would see a great host of shining angels with their armors on, swords in their hands. Here to protect us and to fight for us and to work with us. I look over at him. He looks at me and nods his head and smiles and said, "That's right, we're here." Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that we're not alone? That heaven's always near. All you have to do is just ask and ye shall receive. Have faith. And they that are for us are more than they that are against us. Don't forget that. One with God is a majority. So we are on the winning side this morning. We're on the majority side. We have all heaven at our backs this morning. We're not little, we're big people. We know who we are. We are the sons of God. We've been bought with a price and redeemed. We have a title today. Hallelujah. And we represent Him. And he's standing by. You say, why don't you believe this morning? Come on, let's believe this morning. God is real. Christ is real. You say, well, I never heard of things like this. Well, it's time you did hear. It's time. We're nearing the very end when we need to touch heaven. When we need to have the power and the authority of God upon us so heavy that the devils will run when they see us coming. That we can just about write our own ticket, and you shall receive. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. There's no limit. The sky is the limit. Praise His wonderful name this morning. Do you love Him today? Some of you have traveled quite distance to be here to this meeting to get help. There's several that I saw here last night that are not here today. I'm very sorry they aren't. So they can get real deliverance. God is on our side, and God's here today to answer prayer. There's one cancer case here this morning. I want to see you healed before you go home. There's a possibility that you're not aware of the fact that you do have cancer. Last night there were three people here with cancer. There's only one this morning. We want to see you healed before you go home. And everyone else that are having any kind of spiritual or physical problems, we want to see you healed today. We want to see you leave this building, 100% of you, 100% healed and delivered. And I believe that that man Jesus will be here just the way he said he was going to be here. I believe he'll be here. And he's here to deliver you. Don't doubt. Let's believe God. Let's believe God. Praise his wonderful name. Now, I don't think I'll do any preaching this morning. We'll just talk a while and see if we can help you. You're here to get help. That's what this place is, a deliverance place. It's a place for help. And I believe that God is here this morning to meet your every need. And there's several of you out there that have things wrong with you you don't realize you do have wrong with you. But he knows, and he can take care of your every need. Now let's believe God. Our Father, we ask you this morning, stretch out your hands over this little congregation. Let your beautiful and tender and holy love just fill the atmosphere and surround them. You love them, Lord. You died for us. Oh, Jesus, let everything else be removed from our minds now, and let us just focus on him. Grant us this prayer. Let the Holy Spirit guide our minds today as we talk. Thank you now. Amen. If you have your Bible and you want to turn to Ephesians 6 and 12, and let's read that verse. I shall pause for a few moments while you find it, and you just hold on to that for a while now. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high or heavenly or in the air above us. Now let's read that from two or three other translations here and see how they word it. Here's one from Weymouth's translation, and it reads like this. Ours is not a conflict with mere flesh and blood, but with the despotisms, the empires, the forces that control and govern the dark world, the spiritual hosts of evil arrayed against us in heavenly warfare. Now, Moffat reads it like this, or translates it like this. We have to struggle not with blood and flesh, but with the angelic rulers, the angelic authorities, the potentates of the dark present, the spirit forces of evil in the heavenly sphere. So take God's armor, praying with all manner of praying. In the Living Bible, if you have that, just hold that 6 and 12. It reads like this. Wonderful translation. For we are not fighting against people made with flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies. The evil rulers of the unseen world, those mighty satanic beings, and great evil princes of darkness, who rule this world and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. As I mentioned a few moments ago, you have, many of you, driven quite a distance to be here for help. And that's what we want to, serve you. We're here to serve and to help you through Christ. Christ is the helper. We're only the channel and only his voice, his mouthpiece. He's going to do the work, and he's able to do it. How many think he is?
Amen.
He's able to do it. I'm glad this is being taped this morning because you probably will want this tape, and I hope you do, to take it home with you and listen to it again and again and again. The enemy is after all of us, and he's going to interfere with us as much as he can. If he can't keep us out of heaven, He's going to torture us. He's going to torment us. He's going to hinder us in every way possible. But we have someone who is for us and who is able to protect us. And that builds faith in our hearts. We know this is not a losing battle. We're going to win this race. And some sweet, beautiful day, we're going to walk down the golden streets in paradise and rejoice and praise God forever that he shed his blood to cleanse us and his power was with us to surround us and to protect us and to keep us. He's able. There are different ways that I want to mention this morning through which he gains power over us to hinder us. Now, some of it may not be conventional teaching, but this works. I'd rather have something that worked than just some theory or some theology. I've proven everything that I'm going to say this morning. I know that it works. And it'll work for you, and it'll work this morning if you'll just believe it and accept it. One way he gains power over us is through birth, a transfer of that power from mother or father. And we see so much of this, and there's a number of you out there this morning that his power is over you and you can't get rid of it, though you struggle, you pray, you seek God, you do everything you can, and always there's that block and there's that hindrance. He's fighting you, and he's in you or on you or some way, and you can't get deliverance, it seems. And one reason is because that you were born with this. You inherited it from your mother or from your father, and it come down your family line on one side or the other. And one of the things that so many people, especially the southern people, are weighted down with and they're hindered constantly is witchcraft. Now, it isn't so much up this way, and the further north you get, the less you find it. But when you get further south, in Louisiana, and get over the line, and down that way, you will find that there's at least 95% of the people under witchcraft power. Now, that may sound strange, but it is true. That was brought, the witchcraft was brought in from Africa through the slaves and through the French and through the Spanish, and it's been passed on down from generation to generation, from all the families through the families, and here they're struggling under that and can't get out from under it. And here they've been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit for years, and as I look at them, there they are weighted down with witchcraft powers, and it's so hard for them to serve the Lord. They have to grit their teeth and be determined and go on, but that's one way you get it. And the things that you get will be witchcraft, and you'll get spells. You'll inherit spells through your family, and you'll inherit bondages through father or mother. It'll come. And there you're held under that bondage to mother or father or to some individual. It'll gain some power over you, and it's called a bondage. And as long as that's there, it holds you. How all it works, I don't understand. Maybe it is so difficult to understand all of these things. But we know that it's there and we know it works. And then the Holy Spirit, through discerning of spirits and so on, will give us how many is there, what size they are, what they look like, and how they work. So we're not giving you something we read out of a book. We know this because it's the spirit world, and to some degree, is an open book to me by the Holy Spirit, you understand. There's nothing in me or anybody else, only the Holy Spirit that does it. But he is here to help us and to direct us and to show us and give us the insight and the inside look on these things. There's spells, there's bondages, and there's curses. Now, Sister Irma mentioned something about curses this morning. I want to talk just a little different here. The curses I am referring to are curses that people can put on you when they curse you or when they will that something harmful or sickness or torture or torment or cancer. You'll never pray, or I haven't ever prayed for a cancer patient without their curses on that individual. It's a 100% deal. Always. That a cancer person has a curse on them. And that's the only way you're ever going to get real deliverance from a cancer and cancer spirits is to get rid of the curses. Then there are many ways of acquiring these things by having something to do, coming in contact and associating with varied things, are indulging in varied things that the enemy has to offer you. And some of these things are astrology, witchcraft, black arts, materializations, tea leaves, levitation, palmistry, Scientology, white magic and black magic, and colorology, black mass, and phrenology, and I Ching, ESP, and Kabbalah, I don't know what that is, but anyway, a sorcery, divination, Ouija boards, fortune telling, Satan worship, spiritualism, parapsychology, numerology, table tipping, tarot cards, clairvoyance, great seal, alchemy, voodoo, talismans, telepathy, witchcraft, we already mentioned that, fetishes, automatic writing, clarity audience, clairaudience, pendulum healing, psychic portraits, crystal gazing, dream analysis, Rosicrucianism, reincarnation, devils, pentagram and person programming, astral projection, transcendental meditation, and many others that we haven't mentioned here. But by indulging in any of these things or having anything to do with them, they will ally themselves with you. You touch one of the books, if you read it, you hand it of any of these things, you'll always find you'll never come out the same. There'll always be 2, 3, 4, 6, they usually run in even numbers, that will be forever attached to you, and you'll have them there, and you won't be able to get rid of them either, unless there's deep confession to God and bringing it to God, or having someone pray for you to deliver you from it. The enemy is so shrewd, and he works in so many ways to overcome us, to deceive us, to delude us. Another way he's getting into many of our lives is many things that we buy. They have these, they are demonized. They're there to cause you to want to buy and to be, and habitually buy that particular product. You say, this sounds strange. It's time we got our eyes open and we understood. There's other things, other foods you buy that I do not know their names right now. But other things that you buy, or clothes that you buy, some of them are demonized. I bought a jacket, a good while ago, and I felt funny every time I put that jacket on. And so I said, I wonder if that thing is demonized. And so I looked to the Lord. I said, Lord, what is this? And he told me, you see, that was a foreign made. It was made in Italy or France. I don't know which. I picked it up. And he told me that there were 20 spirits that were attached to that jacket. 20 spirits attached to that jacket. And the things that you buy that's made in foreign countries, not all of them, thank God for that, but some of them are demonized. Many things are today. These people are hired and paid a good salary to cast these spells and this power upon the various things, so it'll sell. And you take it in your hand. That's all right. You may look at take it off the shelf and look at it and then put it back down. But if you go to that cash register and you buy that, it becomes your possession and you take those demons home with you. It's all demonized. It's all demonized. And once you buy it and it becomes in your possession and your ownership, those spirits that come with that particular article will never leave you until it's repented of and brought to Christ and ask him to deliver. But these, I'm mentioning different ways how these spirits gain power and control over us. It may start, you know, with just a few, but more and more as the years go by, don't you see more and more of them? And I've dealt with people that have had thousands and thousands of them attached to them. Thousands and thousands of them. And we wonder then why it's so hard to serve the Lord, because we're under such that pressure and that influence. They're digging at you. They're pulling at you. They're working inside of you, churning yourself up in all the time to get more and more control of you. And the more of them comes in, the more others they can bring in with them. And then people can curse you. Oh, we see. Now, Christians can do that to Christians. Say, how can it be done? I'm just telling you, don't question this morning. Let's get deliverance. Let's believe I know that it can be done. Christians can hate just like anybody else. I've had them love me and put their arms around my neck. And in 30 minutes from that time, they would be willing to hang me to the highest pole that was around. And look at the blazing anger and hate in their eyes. You say, can Christians do this? Yes, they can do it. They can have those kind of demons in them that will operate through them and curse you. So be careful of the company that you keep. And everything that says it's full of the Holy Ghost, just don't accept it. Let's test it and try it. There's a lot of people getting a lot of spirits on them by having Tom, Dick, and Harry lay their hands on them and pray on them. They're transferred over there. A lot of people are traveling under the banner of deliverance today. They're delivering all right. But you just believe me this morning. I know what I'm talking about. Another ways that they can enter you is by your own... Oh, let me inject this here now. And this is going to shock some of you. But I want you to know this. And I've wrestled with this thing and on this point for years. But it finally had a good talk with Jesus. We sat down together and he explained it to me. And that's the only way I could ever learn it. But it finally got it through to me. Was this. If your father or your mother has passed away, their sins, if they didn't confess their own sins, they're transferred on to you. Of course, it's mixed up. If there are several children, it'll be mixed up. They'll have some, another will have some, but you will have part of them. If they did not confess their sins, they're transferred on to you. And that's where God says you pass on the sins of the fathers to the children of the third and fourth generation in Exodus and Deuteronomy. Now, you can repent and pray and ask God to cleanse you and to forgive you of all of your sins, and you're still struggling, and one morning you wake up and you discover that the things are still there. The things are still bothering you, and you pray and you pray and you cry, and you have others pray for you. But this is a hidden secret, it seems. And as long as those sins are there, listen now, just listen, as long as those sins are there, there's a playground for Satan to work in. See, those spirits that worked with your father or your mother, that's their entry. Sin gives them that entry. In other words, to an area of you, you're still a sinner in an area. You say, how can it be? It won't be on your spirit, but it can be and work in your soul and in your flesh, in your body. There are sins of the spirit, there are sins of the soul, and there are sins in your physical body. And these spirits can enter into your body, they can enter into your soul. But if the Holy Spirit is in your spirit, they can never enter there. A Christian can never really truly be demon-possessed. As long as the Holy Spirit is there in your spirit, thank God you belong to him. Now, these people that want to teach you, and it's all over the country, that a Christian can't have an evil spirit or any kind of a spirit in them, there's nothing farther from the truth. But one thing, we can agree with them, that no Christian, and you can't be a Christian unless the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. Remember that. You can be a church member and profess, and you can at one time been a Christian. The Holy Spirit is there. But you've neglected him or grieved him away until finally he leaves. He can and will leave eventually if you don't encourage him to stay. And if you want to rebel against him and throw your will against the will of Christ and refuse to obey Christ and walk with him, after a while, it takes quite a long time and you've got to do a lot of things. But the Spirit of God will finally be grieved away and he will leave you and you're lost. Then other spirits can come into your spirit then. but they can never enter the spirit of man while the Holy Spirit is there. That's the Holy of Holies, and that's God's sanctuary. So thank God, they can fill up your soul, as it were, and fill up your body, but thank God we'll go sailing through the gates just the same. Hallelujah, we're going to make heaven. We're going to make heaven. Thank God we're going to make heaven. Say amen, we're going to make heaven. We're going to make heaven. Praise God. And this is one of the things that's been a hindrance and a wall that I could never understand, never get through. And I prayed for years. But now it's all clear. And when I started working it this way, everything worked just like that. Thank God. It's the secret. Amen. Hallelujah. And it breaks. And it breaks. And you're released. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. He's able. Now, another way that these things can enter in is your own personal sin. Remember, this is a holy walk. The moment you start toward heaven, you put your hand in that nail-pierced hand. You have turned your back on the world and the devil's kingdom. You have entered into another kingdom, that he is the king. You're to be obedient to the king of that kingdom and to him alone. You're sold out. You're sold out. And now you belong to him. He's bought you, body, soul, spirit, mind. And you are his temple now. And he sends deity to live inside of you. Thank God. Amen. God comes to live in us. We've got God, deity, living in us. We're his temple. Just think about that. He is here all the time. He lives inside. Whatever you think or say or do, he's right there listening all the time. So it is a sacred thought to have this, to know that he lives within me all the time. And he wants us to be obedient to him. And anything that we say or think or do or don't do that's displeasing to him is covered by that one word, sin. Sin is a blanket word that covers every act of disobedience or neglect or anything. For instance, there are so many of us that eat too much food. Can you say amen for that? And if you overindulge in food, you're going to have stomach trouble. And if you have it over a period of time, these spirits enter into your stomach area. I mean, the stomach organ, not your abdomen, but your stomach organ, where the food goes. And they enter in there, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatnot. And then the stomach begins to enlarge itself. And I prayed for so many people where the stomach was twice normal size. And that's what happens. And they'll just stir up things in there and cause dyspepsia or whatnot, or full feeling, and cause you to crave food all the time, or for any particular kind of food, like sweets and so on, or too much meat, or too much chili. How many like chili beans? Well, you can eat too much. And after a while, then these spirits come in. You can invite them that way. You're sinning against your body. You're mistreating it. And if you do it, you're inviting him to come in, and they'll come in. Don't think they won't. You can overwork your body. You can just work too hard. And yet it's abusing God's temple. You see, God lives here. God owns it. He lives here. But he lets me live here too. But he makes me the custodian of his temple. And he wants me to keep it well groomed, properly fed, properly rested. He doesn't want me to abuse it. He wants me to keep it the best that we can possibly keep it, groom it the best, to present him, because he likes things beautiful. And he likes the thing, he is perfect, so he likes us, his temple, to represent him, to be perfect. He wants us to have good health, in other words, to represent him. And if we eat too much or abuse our body in any way, we're going to invite them to come in. And then we'll be struggling with them. We may be forgiven, but then the next day you go out and eat too much food again, right back in again, they come in again. So you see, there's no use in really getting deliverance unless we want to keep deliverance. And if he delivers us, he forgives and delivers us, then we can pull him right back in the next day. So we've got to make up our mind to quit the sin business. Just quit disobeying God in any way. And if we do disobey and we feel that and the Holy Spirit is there to convict us, quickly as you can, run to Jesus and ask him to forgive you and cleanse you and get rid of them, break their power over you. The blood of Jesus breaks their power. And in most cases, your own personal sin I'm talking about. You see, I'm dividing up two different kinds of sins, an inherited sins, inherited spirits, and the witchcraft and these various things that you inherit. That's different. But your own personal sins, if you commit and the spirits enter in because of your own personal sins, then you have to confess those sins yourself. And as you do, he will cleanse you. Thank God, and the blood will cover, and they will have to leave you. Now listen to me. You won't even have to go through deliverance. You won't have to go through deliverance. All you've got to do is repent of your sins. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin if we confess those sins. A lot of times we don't know what to confess, but if we stare at it long enough, the Holy Spirit will show us. But now, there's many, now like Sister Irma mentioned this morning, about these spirits of deformity or birth defect or something. Now you see, that wasn't her personal sin. That was something she inherited. And many things we inherit, we have to go about it in a different way. But our own personal life and our own personal sin, try to get this in your mind straight. That you have to confess and repent yourself, and as you do it, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from that sin, and the devils can't stay in there under the blood of Jesus. They'll leave. You don't have to fight with them and get them out. They'll leave themselves. The reason they don't leave is because of some sin they're holding on to something in there. They've got something somewhere. But all of these sins and things that you inherited, you can confess all your sins all you want to, and they'll still stay there. You've got to be delivered from those things. See, there's two different classes here. And anything that we do that's displeasing to God opens the door to different kinds of spirits. If you're critical, if you're criticizing people, you're going to invite in criticizing spirits. And if you get frustrated, times frustrating spirits are going to come in and cast out so many frustrating spirits. Grumbling spirits, you're going to grumbling. If you grumble about the weather, grumble about the driver down the road and grumbling this, something else, you're going to get these grumbling spirits in you. And any of these can afflict you and torment you and cause you to feel discomfort and so on. And then let's don't forget the realm of sex. Sex is such a common word today, it's such a household word, till we can speak it and talk about it from the pulpit and never faze people at all. There are so many things that depicts lust, 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 lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. If you want deliverance from these lustful, vile spirits, vile spirits are usually those that work through masturbation and so on in that realm. They're called vile spirits by the Holy Spirit. They're a lower grade of just plain lustful spirits. Lustful spirits come in many, many different kinds. Just to look through your eyes, look at varied parts of the body, much eye trouble today. Listen, we pray for people with their eyes. Much eye trouble is caused by lustful looking. It's a lustful spirit looking through the eyes. Much of it. If we look at pornography, handle those magazines, you won't lay them down the same person that you were when you picked them up. They're going to get hold of you, and they're going to stay there. They're going to work there and stir you up and cause you and give you these desires. Amen. battle. It's a struggle. We're fighting for our lives. This is life and death. Life and death. So let's put our hand in his hand and say, by the grace of God, we're going to serve you, Lord. We're going to obey you and keep ourselves clean. And if you know of anything you said or done or any feelings in your heart toward anybody, ask God to cleanse you and forgive you and take it all out. Purify you. Give you deliverance. Praise God. Well, I want to pray for some of you this morning. I want to pray for everybody that's in here this morning. Everybody. I want God to release you. That person that has cancer this morning, is there anyone here aware that you have cancer or you have had cancer at any time? Is there anyone here? There's one person here, I know. Do I see a hand? Is that a hand back there? No. Do you know that you're here? There's one person that has cancer. I'd like to pray and ask God. You've had cancer. Amen. You have two cancer spirits still living in your body, but the cancer itself is, what do you call it? It's not operating, no. Have you had surgery, brother? Oh, it's leukemia. But it would be called a leukemia. Well, you have two cancer spirits there that's causing that. They are still there. If you want to be delivered from them, you just stand up right there where you are. They'll leave you right now, Lord. My dear brother here, Father. Oh, thank you. These spirits here, I might tell you, these spirits come down through your family line, through your father's side of the house. See, it's an inherited thing with you. You didn't do anything to cause this. It's an inherited thing with you. So we don't even have to confess that sin. We just bind them and they'll have to leave. We bind both of you now in Jesus' name. You have to leave them. There goes there's the other one. Praise the Lord. We bind the thing itself in Jesus' name in this body so it doesn't work. Praise the Lord. Everybody here that has anything wrong with you, spiritually or physically, would you lift your hand? Most everybody has something. Praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. We have about 20 people here this morning that's living under the power of witchcraft. About 20 people here this morning. This power is upon you. You'll never get rid of it until somebody breaks it over you. Oh, I see some of you are so heavily laden down under it. Oh, these devils. Okay, lift your hands. Let's believe God. Lord, this morning I bring all these people laboring under witchcraft this morning. I release them right now from all the power of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus. I'll just praise him until it breaks. In the name of Jesus. 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 Just keep worshiping now until it completely breaks, and then we'll bind them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Now they're breaking. 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 The name of Jesus. All of you witchcraft spirits, in the name of Jesus, I bind all of you now. Come out of the people right now and leave them. Leave them completely. Praise the Lord, people. Praise God for it. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. About half of you are here this morning. You're under spells of one kind or another. People have put on you, or you've inherited from your family. And they work on the will, on your will, to control you, to influence you, direct it, to manipulate you in some way, to hold you, one person to draw you to another and so on, to control you. Almost half of you here this morning have spells on you. Let's lift your hands now and get deliverance. Lord, every one of these dear people this morning that have spells upon them, our heart goes out to them. My Jesus, I release him this morning completely from all the power of these satanic spells in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just keep praising him now while they break. Praise God. They'll break. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they're breaking. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just keep praising him until they all break. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. If you want to lay your hand over on someone and let's praise the Lord together. Share together. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, you spirits, some of them coming out already. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they're still breaking all over in the name of Jesus. 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 Now, all of you spirits that work through spells among these people, Lord, and in this building, in Jesus' name, I bind all of you. Now leave this building and leave these people. You have no more power. In the name of Jesus, I bind you forever. Oh, yes. Listen to them cry. Listen to them whimper. Oh, yes. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, they're leaving. They're leaving. Now, let's look at the curses. There's about 76% of you here this morning that have curses on you. And as long as those curses are there, that's a satanic power that rests upon you, and you can't get away from it. It'll afflict you. Those demons will afflict you. They'll torment you. They'll hit you one way or another. I'm not going to keep you standing too long, so just bear with me for a few moments. But those curses are there, and I see them, and I know they're there. Lift your hands now, and let's get free. Now, these are curses. These are satanic curses that are put on you, either inherited or by people that want to curse you to see you suffer in one way or another. Some of them, you got two of them here that are death curses. You're not going to live long. They're going to kill you unless you're released. But he's going to release you. I believe that he will release you this morning. Every one of these people, loving Father, you love them. Now release them. All the power of these curses that's upon them now, through the name of Jesus. In 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 the name of Jesus. Praise him now. Praise him till the break. That power will break of you. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just keep praising him until they break now. Till all our powers are broken. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now they're breaking. Now they're breaking. Now they're breaking. I feel them breaking now, turning loose completely of you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we praise you. You're delivering your people this morning. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All they're breaking all over. In the name of Jesus, I bind all you spirits. In the name of Jesus, I bind you forever. Release your people, Lord. Oh, God. Praise you this morning. Praise you this morning. Praise him, people. Just keep on praising him until I feel that you're all free. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Some of these are heavy curses. Oh. And they're breaking. And they're breaking. Oh. And they're breaking. In the name of Jesus, I bind all of you. In the name of Jesus. 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 So that's all over. Now let's bind them forever. In the name of Jesus, all of you spirits, curses people, I bind all of you now forever. In the name of Jesus, I leave the people. I command you to leave them now. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave them now. Andala rako, shandala rako, sitala rahaya, ilan shayala rako, sitala, ulan sandala rako, sitala, ilaka shandala rako, ha, ikantala rako, tara, andala sa, ikala rako, sha. That's the Spirit of God rebuking them. Andala rako, sha, hara rako, sitala rako, ha, andala rako, sandala rako, ha, ikala rako, shatala rako, ha.
Now, all of those that are sincere, you want to quit sin, I don't want to pray for you, I don't want to ask God to heal you, I don't want even to pray for you unless you want to quit sin, unless you want to live totally, holy, fully for Jesus. Because it won't do any good. They'll be, the devils will be right back in there tomorrow or this afternoon. And you'll just be the same. So if we're not willing to consecrate ourselves and give ourselves over totally to Jesus, what's the use? But if you're sincere, you want to live totally for Christ, I'll pray for you now. Make that consecration. I'll ask God to sanctify you.
Praise God. And then we'll pray and God will do the work. And he'll heal every one of you in this building this morning. You don't have to go home with anything. He'll do it. He's standing right here, looking at you right now. He will do it. I can't do it, of course, you know that, but he can and he will. Have faith in him. You made up your mind now. You're through with sin business. Young people, there's no use to play unless you want deliverance and rescue.
Do you have anything to do with it out there? Drugs, drink, or any sex or anything else, they'll be right back in there again. But let's get free and let's stay free. Let's walk with God. The blood of Jesus does cleanse from all sin. Praise God forever. How many say, I'm through with sin business right now and forever? Now, don't put your hand up unless you mean it. Don't do it. I don't want to. We're not playing games here. Oh, no. Father, keep your hands up now. Now, Lord, here you see these hands. These are your people. You love them. You see the sincerity, Lord. They mean business. I bring all of their sins to you. I confess them to you. All of their own personal sins, now, Lord, we're dealing with. I bring all of their sins to you and confess them to you. And I release them now from all of their sins through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. Thank him now. Just thank him until they all leave. They'll leave now. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. The blood of Jesus. Yes. Whose sins you remit, they remit it unto them. What for you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. We're a kingdom of priests. We can do this. Thank you, Lord. Come on, keep praising him. Let sin go. Let sin go. Let sin go. In Jesus' name. Let sin go. We're through with it, Lord, forever. We're through with it, Lord. Every one of you spirits that work here with these people through their own personal sins, the name of Jesus, I bind all of you. You sex sins of all kinds that I sense here in the name of Jesus, I curse all of you. You're finished. Now get going right now. Get going in Jesus' name. Leave these people and leave this building right now. Look at them go. They're like a bunch of sheep taking off right now. In the name of Jesus. Watch them go. In the name of Jesus. In the... oh, Jesus, the Holy Spirit rejoices. Praise God. Watch them go. Hallelujah. Watch them leave you right now. Whether you feel them leaving or not, they are leaving. The Holy Spirit is showing them to me. I know they're leaving. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Rejoice, people. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we're going, we're leaving. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Now, all of you that have your parents or one of them is gone. If their sins, if they didn't confess all of their sins, you're carrying a portion of them today. And through that, the enemy can get at you all the time. Let's get rid of that now. Come on. Let's get your hands up now. Let's mean business. Let's mean business now. Lord, all of these sins, these people are carrying, Lord, from their father or from their mother or both, I confess all these sins to you, Lord. And I release them from all of them. Through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. Praise him now. Praise him now. All you spirits and you demons that work through these sins. In the name of Jesus, I bind all of you. And I curse all of you. Kilabahan shantala ratusikala. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. There comes the light and the glory. There comes the light and the glory. The glory cloud is just above your head. Some of you with your fingertips are touching it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, it's working. It's working beautifully. Oh, it's working beautifully. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Rejoice, rejoice. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you are getting victory that you've never had in your life. Hallelujah. It's going, it's going. Oh, hallelujah, it's going. Oh, rejoice, laugh if you want to. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Handalahaya. Oh, glory. Oh, glory, glory, glory to Jesus. Oh, they're going. Watch him go. Just watch him go. Oh, the Spirit rejoices, rejoices, rejoices. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you're getting tired standing. Are you getting tired standing? You said no. You're not tired. I want to get you healed now. There's a number of you people here have heart trouble. Some of you don't even know you have heart trouble, but you do. There's about 20 people here with heart trouble. Some of you don't know that you have it, but you do. Let's get you healed of all your heart trouble this morning. Come on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just a moment. I just want to look at this gentleman here. Look at your heart. See, brother, I don't know whether you know. That's all right. Just stand right there. I just want to look at your heart now. Your heart is almost turned like this. Out of position there. You've got one artery that's already plugged up going into your heart, hardening the arteries, don't you see? You've got one valve that's not closing. Your blood pressure is very low.
see you got serious heart trouble. God bless you, sweetheart. Jesus is going to heal you right now. Praise the Lord. Lord, heal this man right now. Straighten his heart up. Clear out all these arteries, Lord. Let this valve close. Do a perfect job for him in Jesus' name. Give him a transfusion now, Lord, because his blood count's way down. Bring it up now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Your stomach, brother, has a twist in it. The stomach has a twist in it. Straighten that out for him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Your spine is all crooked, been crooked for years. Straighten his spine for him right now, Lord. Amen. Your head's off center. One of your legs is slightly shorter than the other. Straighten it out for him, Lord. Just lengthen it out. Put his head back in place right now. Your gallbladder's all twisted. Your gallbladder isn't working at all. It's all twisted up in a little tiny knot there. Give him a new gallbladder. Lord Jesus. He's doing it right now. Giving you a new thyroid. Giving you straightening out your stomach. Your right kidney isn't functioning right. It's been bad for years. Your left kidney's almost as bad. Heal his kidneys for him, Lord. Give him two brand new kidneys this morning, Lord, and Jesus. Your pancreas is all right. Your spleen is all right. And your colon has a twist in it there. Straighten out his colon, Lord, in Jesus' name. Have you had your prostate removed, brother? That's what it showed to me, that you didn't have a prostate. It's gone. And those spirits that caused your prostate to be in that condition, caused it to be removed, are still there, the six of them, right in that area. They didn't get them. You little devils, in Jesus' name, I bind you now. I curse you. There they go. The Lord's making you over, just making a new body, giving you a new husband, Mother. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise your Jesus. Praise your Jesus. Oh, bless his dear old heart. I love this man. Very precious. Now let's go back over your brother and see what Jesus has done for you. Now listen. See, your heart is absolutely perfect now. The valve is closing beautifully. Your blood pressure will start up now in about 10 seconds. Heart is perfect now. And the arteries, all of them are showing scale, and one of them is completely plugged. You see, the big aorta is half plugged. Not all the arteries like that. There isn't a sign of a scale in any of them. The one that's plugged is perfectly open. The blood flowing beautifully all through them now. There's no signs they ever were out in it. See what he's done? You've got a new thyroid there. It's already starting to come up to 100%. You've got a brand new gallbladder hanging down out of gall in it. Just beautiful. Your stomach's all turned up now. It's right. The twist is all out of your colon already. See how fast Jesus can do this? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? God bless him. Amen. He's got his transfusion too. Your blood count now is 100%. Perfect. Now let's get your mind released. You've had this mental problem all your life. You are born with it. It comes down to the mother's side of your house. Come down to her, and she got it from her mother. Her mother got it from her mother. And her mother got it from her father. It crossed over, see, from there. And come on down through your bloodline. There's six of them there that fight you mentally continually. Cause you to be nervous. You haven't relaxed in so long, you can't remember. In fact, you never relax. You're born in this world tense because of your mental problems, see? But you're going to relax now. Jesus, release him completely. We bind all these. His spirit! Leave! Oh, release him! Release his mind! Release it! You have to leave. We bind all of you now. Please. Believe. Right now. Well, they go. That's it. Thank you, Lord. They're leaving. Oh! And they're gone. Your mind's free. Your mind is all free now. Put your arms around him. Now, you've got a new husband there. Praise the Lord.
Now, if you want to be seated, you can. If you want to remain, while I pray for all of you. Now, listen. God's going to heal every one of you at once now. Everything you need. Everything you need this morning. He's going to do it for you right now. Do you need anything? Come on, plead in for us right now. Everything that you need. Mentally and everything. Lord Jesus, I bring these people now to you. Everything they need in their physical bodies. I ask you to have it now. Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Every mental problem, every mental pressure that's here today. I release it in the name of Jesus. I bind all you spirits and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, bind every one of you. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank him for it. Let him do it. Many heart troubles here being healed right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is your moment. This is your hour. Take it. You've driven a long, long way to get this. He's doing it for you now, the lovely, lowly man of Galilee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Get your healing now. Just keep breathing now while he completes it. I will know when he completes it, and I will tell you when he's through. Praise God, everything you need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's doing it for you. Isn't he beautiful? Isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it. Hallelujah. Just keep believing. Thank him for it. Just keep believing. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep believing. Keep believing. Oh, yes, as long as you believe, he's working. He's creating every miracle that's needed, Lord, here. You create it this morning. Every organ that needs to be created here this morning, Lord, you create it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That's nothing for him. You can create any organ in your body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's two or three gallbladders. I see it's already, he's already healed, and they're just perfect. And thyroids, he's healed several thyroids. They're all perfect right now. Stomach condition, there's a number of you here have spirits in your stomach, or did have, rather, but now they're gone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Spines are being straightened all over. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Does this mean anything to you? Does it mean something to you? Oh, thank you, Jesus. I trust you to believe. I plead with you to believe. Accept this morning. Take home with you this that you come for. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. He's finishing up right now. I'm just finishing up in a moment, and he'll be finished. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Thank you, Lord. That's about it now. Done. Now. 10:10 now. I'm going to let you go. Now, if you want to come up here, we'll check you over, and we'll see what you had, and we'll tell you what you now have. You want to do that now. Praise the Lord. Put your arms around somebody and say, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, dear. You're through with the sin business? God, I know you are. Those spirits are...
Both my parents died when I was
2. Yeah. And all of that sin was passed on to you, and I'm looking at it now. There's no sign of sin. It's all gone. And that power that the devil's working through is all gone from your body now. Lord, you have this mental pressure so heavy. That's gone.
Yeah, I know.
That's all gone now. It's all gone. Praise God. All the devil that was with you and around you, they're all gone. You're perfectly free now. There is no one. The Lord forgave you the sins. I see all your sins are gone. You believe that? God bless you, little darling. God bless you. What did you have? Okay. Your thyroid is bad. You got a new thyroid there.
The heart also had a twist, and it's perfectly straight. Your blood pressure now is almost as good right now in 2, 3, 4 seconds. There it comes. See, your blood pressure now is normal. Your gallbladder. Your gallbladder is all right. Yeah. I don't know right now. Just looking at these things here. Oh, your spine is all twisted and crooked. It's perfectly straight now. Your legs and length and your head's over in place. You believe it. Go on. Praise the Lord. I already prayed for you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.